Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. We are going to continue our study of the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. Baruch Hashem, we've already had numerous shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, and they're so geschmack. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Elokeinu Shebranu Lichvodo, Vifdilanu Menatovim, Benosan Lanu Toras Emes, Vechaye Olam, Nota Besochenu. Sweet friends, this shir should be a special schus for Refuah, for Avram Yosef ben Ramosha Chaim, and for Atida Edit Bas Itaracha or Abadiel ben Atida Edit, and for Tsuriel ben Shoshana, and for Mordechai ben Bruria. They shall have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. And for Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina, the Rambam writes in the second halacha of the eighth parak of Hilchos Malachim, V'chein boyel isha b'giyusa im takfo yotzro. A person can also, in the previous halacha, the Rambam spoke about eating unkosher at war. We had a number of shiurim on that. We didn't complete the series yet. I hope we do, because there's so much more to say on the previous halacha. But I often fear that I lose my oilam if I give too many shiurim on the same topic. Because people, Baruch Hashem, today are swamped with so much to do, and then they also want to learn Torah. And then once they have Torah, they also have a lot to do. People have their dafyomi shiur, their chavrusa, shiurim they attend, and then to listen to shiurim online. Baruch Hashem, there are probably millions of shiurim. So, hard for people to hear all of them. Al Kolpanim, in this halacha, the Rambam continues and he says that V'chein boel isha b'giyusa im takfo yotzro. A man, a soldier, can be boel, a woman, as a goya, if his yetzer overpowers him. Avalo yiv'alena v'yelech lo. But he shouldn't just have bia with the girl. He sees this girl in war. This is the parish of Eishes Yifas Toyar. He sees this girl at war, and he has bia with her. His urges get the better of him, and he's ba'alea. He does what he does, and then he walks away. He says, see you later. No, says the Rambam. Ela machnisa l'seich beso. Bring her home. Shenamar v'ritza b'shivi Eishes Yifas Toyar. You see, in captivity, an Eishes Yifas Toyar. V'asur livol osa b'yashniya ad sheyisa'ena. And one is not allowed to be boel her a second time until he marries her. An interesting proof text the Rambam brings. What's the proof? He shouldn't just have beer with her, he should bring her home? Because it says, you see in captivity an Eishes Yifas Toyar. The riot. In any event, let's see the whole parsha. It says, "Kiseisa melchama loyvecho nesana Hashem elokecha biyadecha b'shavisa shivyo." You capture the enemy. Risa b'shivy eishes yifas toyar. And see in captivity a beautiful woman. V'chashaktaba, and you desire her. V'lakachta lecha liisha, and you take her as a wife. That would be a good proof. Bring her home. V'gilcha esrosha. V'asisa et siporneha. Shave her head. And let her nails grow really long because they don't look good. V'hesira es simlas shivya me'aleha. Remove the garment of her captivity from on her. And she sits in your house and you allow her to cry for her parents for a month. And then again, the soldier is allowed to take her and have beer with her. The Ishan shall be your wife. And if he doesn't want her, then Lotis Amerba. He should not use her, as Rashi explains. Rather, he should just let her go. Don't sell her. Don't use her. Just let her go. That is the parasha of Eishes Yifas Tayar. So now we're going to present a number of questions on this sugya, based on the Be'er Miriam of Hagoyin HaGadol Me'od, Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Lefracha. The Kesef Mishnah and Agos Maimoni bring the Yerushalmi and Makkos, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, which is cited by the Tosfos in Meseches Kedushin, and of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, B'dibur HaMaschil Shelo, and in Sanhedrin Chav Aleph Amar Aleph, B'dibur HaMaschil Di'i. It is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, the first bia is mutter at war, and only the second bia is done after all of the maisim described in the parsha, the letting grow of the nails and the shaving of the head, etc. First bia is at war, and the second bia is afterwards. Uli Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, the first bia is also not mutter until he does all the maisim. He's not allowed to stam have bia with her, but rather he has to do all of the maisim, and then he may have bia with her. The Rambam paskins like Rav, because the Rambam says first he has bia with her, and then he brings her home and he does all the maisim that the Torah describes. And this is based on the sugya in Sanhedrin that Tamar was mutter to Amnon. Why? Because she wasn't really his brother. She was a Bas Yifas Toar. Her mother was Stam, a non-Jewish prisoner of war. So when did he have bia with her? When she was not yet Jewish. Before she converted. Before her mother converted. This woman is Bechal Nat, this girl, Tamar, is Bechal Nat Abed's daughter. So she's not Bas David. He had bia with her when she was a guy, and she's not David's daughter. But according to Shmuel, that by the time David had bia with her, by the time you have bia with the Eishes Yifas Tayar, you've already done all the maisim, and she's already Jewish. Tamar was David's halachic daughter, and she was forbidden to Amnon. Ayin Sham in the Yerushalmi, cited by Tosfos. However, Rashi in Kedushin, Dibur HaMaschil Shelo Yechotzena B'Mulchama, writes, what does that mean? To have bia with her, lavo aleha. And Tosfos explains Das Rashi, that bia Rishona is only mutter after all of the maisim. That's in Shelo Yechotzena B'Mulchama, not to have bia with her during the Mulchama, meaning can't just see her in war and take her and have bia with her. Rather, after all of the maisim in the parsha, then he can have bia with her. And so is Mashman Rashi in Kedushin and Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis in Dibur HaMaschil V'Acharkach. Frek Toisosof in Rashi in Kedushin and Sanhedrin from the Heter of Tamar Mitzad Bas Yifas Toyar. According to Rashi, it was La'achar Geirus. So what's the Heter of Tamar? They ask from the Heter of Tamar because she was a Bas Yifas Toar. But according to Rashi, it was after Geirus. And if it's after Geirus, that means she's Jewish. And that means she's really David's daughter. So how was she Muteris to Amnon? So ask Tosfos on Rashi, what's the Heter of Tamar that she was a Bas Yifas Toar? If B'Mulchama, according to Rashi, one's not allowed to have bia with this woman, and it's only La'achar Kol HaMaisim, which includes her becoming Jewish, and the man taking her as his wife. So how could it be that Tamar is permitted to Amnon when Tamar's mother was La'achar Geirus, and Mamela, she was really David's daughter, and then she's Aser to Amnon? So Tosfos was Nidchak, that Bas Yifas Toar means that her mother was already pregnant when she converted, and therefore she's not David's daughter. But that's very dachuk. Then why is it Talui in Yifas Toar? And what does it matter that her mother converted? The point is not Yifas Toar, and the point is not that her mother converted. The point is that this baby belongs to Bechal, another father. She was already pregnant from before. So Gemara says it's al spasi fas toyar, but according to Tosa's explanation, it's not. So Tosa is very schwer, and that's the Ma'arit asks on Tosa's there. We also have to understand, that's one kasha. We have to understand also the Gemara in Chulin, that Kuftas Amid Beis, that whatever the Torah answered, he was mati or something parallel. So he answered a kusis, he answered a goya, but he was mati or yafas toyar. So this type of goya is asura, but we also have a goya that's muteris, yafas toyar. But according to Rashi, this is shver, because according to Rashi, he only takes her lachar kol ha-maisim, and lachar kol ha-maisim, she's showing a yid. She's already a yidine. She's already Jewish. So what's the parallel? Asar kusis shari yafas toyar. What's the parallel? Akusis is not Jewish, and yafas toyar is Jewish. So memela, there's no parallel here according to Rashi. So what's pshat in the Gemara? And that's the kasha of the Tosis Rid in Kedushin there. Tosis in Kedushin also asks from the sugya on the Chof Aleph Amud Beis, like Abay Koyin V'yifas Toyar, there's a chilik between the first Bia and the second Bia, and the second Bia is already no good because she's a Giyores. But wait a second. If the first Bia is also after Geirus, then what's the nafkamina between the first Bia and the second Bia? The same problem you have with the second Bia you have with the first Bia. So that's Tosis Kashif. Really, one needs to go through all the Maisim, like Rashi says, before he has Bia with her. So then what's the difference for a Kohen, whether it's Bia Rishon or Bia Shnia? She is the same status. Kashif. However, look in the Avnei Miluim, Simen Dalet, Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, V'kvar Kodmoy, V'gur Aryeh of the Maharal, at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, and look also very Choshuv, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, and it's Mefurish like that in Rashi in Sanhedrin, B'dibur Amaschil Tamar, and B'dibur Amaschil Mihava, that even after Geirus Baal Korcha, since it's not Belev Shalem, it's not considered a Geirus. And because of this, Tamar, who was born from this Bia, meaning Bia with Tamar's mother, that was Baal Korcha, that was Begeirus, after Geirus Baal Korcha, she's not considered David's daughter, Ayin Sham. And so writes the Rashba B'Kiddushin, B'das Rashi, the Rashi learns that the reason Tamar is not considered David's daughter, even though there was a Geirus, is because the Geirus wasn't Belev Shalem, was Baal Korcha, and therefore it's no good. And so says Rashi and Sefer Shmuel in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And because of this, there's a nafkamina between the Bia Rishona, which was when she was forced to convert, and Shnia, where she's a full Jew. But it's Tamua Ladas Rashi, from what it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, V'lokachta, and you should take her, L'kuchim yesh l'chaba. So the parasha says that you have L'kuchim, you can marry her. You can halachically marry her. But if it's talking about Nizgaira Midaita, if she already converted willingly, then Pshita, the Gemara is not telling us a chiddush that it's mutter, that the Kedushin is okay. Kedushin is valid. Pshita, if she's a Gioris. So Baal Korchenu, we have to say that it's Baal Korcha, that it was against her will. But wait a second. According to the way Rashi learns, the Geiris isn't Chal. And the son has her status and of being her son and not Jewish. And how is the Kedushin Toface? If it's B'Kedushin Baal Korcha, How's the Kiddushin Tofes? She's not Jew. If the Geiris, Slicha, if the Geiris was Baal Karcha, how's the Kiddushin Tofes? She's Bechal not the Jewish. So the Avnei Miluim says that it's Xeris HaKosuv, that in such an instance, Kiddushin is Tofes Ba'akum. Ba'ayin Shama Shekosav Mi Perish HaTur Al HaTorah. But we still have to ask, like the Avnei Miluim there asked, that if that's the case, that if there's Xeris HaKosuv, Shebechai Gavna, that in such an instance, Kiddushin is Tofes Ba'akum, then how come Tamar is not David's daughter? Because this is totally in Tfisis Kedushin, like we see in the Sugin Kedushin Samech HaSamet Beis. There's also the Kash of the Raymond Mitzvah Chafayin Sham. So Sivtzer is Tfisis Kedushin, then it's considered his daughter. She is Miyuchas to him. So how can you say then that she's not his daughter? She is his daughter, since there's Xeris HaKosev, that there's Tfisis Kedushin. So we're really stuck on Rashi. Rashi in Kedushin Dav Chof Beis Amar Aleph writes, Lekuchin Kedushin Tofsim. The Kedushin is Tofes. The Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. And even though the Afal Pizak Drashi Shehaisa Oivedes Koychovim, even though she was an idolater, Sherei Eina Miskayeres Midaita, because she's not converting willingly. Ad Kan Midivrei Rashi. Tosis Rid writes a different Lashon. Af Al Pi Shehi Akum, not Shehaisa Ovedes Koychovim, that she is now an Akum. So Midivrei Tosis Rid, we have a chiddush in Hilchas Geirus, that the Kiddushin is Toifes, even though Mitzad Geirus, she's still a Goya. But Rashi writes, Ve'af al pi she'hoisa Ovedes Kochavim. She was an Ovedes Kochavim. Thus is Gur Gura Modna Lashin, because now she's no longer an Ovedes Kochavim. Now she's Jewish, she only was. So why then is her son not Jewish? If she only was a Goya, but now she is no longer a Goya, so then her kid should be Jewish, and then be miyuchas to David. Tamar should be miyuchas to David. So why isn't her child a Jew? And also, what do we care that she was the Afal Pi, Rashi says, and even though she was an Ovedes Kochavim, still the Kedushin is Tofet. Who cares what she was? That was then, this is now, as I think Dickens famously said. Now she's Jewish. And then Rashi says, Sharei Einam is Gaeris Midaita. Because she wasn't Misgaeris Midaita. So first Rashi says, she was a Goya. Now she's Jewish. Mashma, now she's Jewish. And it says, She Einam is Gaeris Midaita. She doesn't really want to be Misgaeris. So that would seem to say, okay, then maybe the Gaeris really wasn't Chal. And if the Geiris wasn't Chal, then what good is the Geiris to make her Mutter, to make the Kedushin be Tofes? The Geiris wasn't Chal. It's not Midaita. And if that's the case, then where do we know B'chlal that there's Geiris? Maybe there's no Geiris at all. Maybe all you need are the Maisim that are written in the Parsha. and there's no Geris at all, you want to tell me that Lekuchen, okay, so we have some sort of Gzeris HaKosav that he can marry this non-Jewish woman. But where do you see that there's Geris at all? Rashi puts in Geris. Torah doesn't say Geris. The Parasha just says what Maisim she does. So this will just be, like we said, a Gzeris HaKosav of Tfisas Kedushin. Minayin lanu sheish po Geris. And Chas Chinuch made this Ha'ara in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Lamed Beis. We also have a Ramban in his Perish Al HaTorah at the beginning of Parashas Kiseitse, Dvarim Perikhof Psukim Yibbeis Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Pasuk Yibbeis, he writes that since she's not Misgeres Beretzona, he can send her Lanafsha, Efshel Sholcha Lanafsha, Velo Nachrichena Lishmor Das Moshe. Will send her away, and we will not force her to keep the religion of Moses. And so Ayin Sham and the Ramban, and so the Ramban writes, Shein atzricha imenu get, kishalakcha, elisha asar kosuv, keisha sish beyoseima. She doesn't need a get, just the pasuk made her like an eisha sish. Pasuk so and pasuk et gimel, there's no tfisis kedusha shtar kesef, shtar and kesef, because she still is the din of Akum. And that it says v'haisa l'chali isha, she's his wife. That if she was mizanet, mizana tachta of Rachmana Litzlan, she has a din of an eishes ish, because the Torah is makne this woman to this man, and he's mechuyev in she'er ksusin ona. He has to fulfill his obligations, his marital obligations, his husbandly obligations towards this woman, providing her with food, with clothing, and with ample relations. Like the Avnei Miluim said, that there's Gzeris HaKosav here, that she's his wife. Nevertheless, Ramban writes, Pasuk Yedalid, Shimachrei Bi'ilasa, Tamoid Imo Yomim Rabim, V'yavo Alea, Kvar Nases Ishto, V'inei Yehudis, U'mizgareshes Beget. That if after the Bi'ila, she's with him for many days, and he has beer with her, she becomes his wife, she's Jewish, and she gets divorced with a Jewish get, he can't just send her away. And this is Shver Tzu Farshtein. It's difficult to understand. How did she become Jewish? Her geiris is not a geiris according to the Ramban. So how pitom did she become Jewish? So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say that she was mizgayeres afterwards meritzona. Just the Ramban didn't. The Rambam wrote bekitzer, but that's very, very dachuk. The Ramban never said that. To put that into the Ramban, it's a don't sign your house on that one. Also, the Ramban wrote in Pasuk Yud Beis that you send her away, shalachta l'nafsha, v'lo nachrichena lishmor das Moshe. And we're not going to force her to observe the religion of Moses, since she's not Misgayeris Meritzona. But then, Pasuk Yud Daled, the Ramban does an about face, and he's mistabek. It says that you send her away, and it says in the Sifri, v'lo lebeis aviyah, does this mean that she's Jewish and that she must continue keeping the religion or not? Oh! So first, the Ramban was sure of himself and he said, no, she's not Jewish. And then the Ramban says, maybe she is. And then in Pasuk Yedalid, after he writes his suffix, then he writes again Bipshitos. No, she doesn't need to get, she's not Jewish. So he's mamish soser himself minei ubei, mimenu uvo. He soser himself. Because first he says, I'm not sure. And then he says, no, she's not Jewish. The mod nezach. The menchaschinuch was omeranis, ayin sham shalot hirit. So we have a whole slew of questions on this sugya, and we didn't even list, we even skipped one. And there's still more, obviously, because it's Torah, and Torah doesn't end. Rechavim min hayam. And I hope in the Mirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we will understand, we will start breaking some ground in the sugya, understand in Yanei Geirus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the Simchas Chaim to properly understand this sugya, and understand how this Eishes Yifas Torah works, and that we should be Zoche Lilmodu Lelameh Lishmo V'Lasos. Chaim is called Divrei Salma Teres V'Yahava. So I'm hoping V'Siyata D'Shmaya B'Li Neder, Hashem should give me the koach and the moach and the financial means and the Simchas Chaim to continue, and hopefully we'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.